Welcome to our Thursday Thoughts, a weekly podcast brought to you by Bainology and Leadership Logistics, LLC. I am your host, Jeff Bain. Each week, we will highlight a leadership element from my 45-year career of striving for excellence. I will offer you my pondering thoughts on my experiences both with unique opportunities and significant challenges. For the next few minutes, I encourage you to sit back, relax, and reflect on how you might best enhance your leadership skill set. This week's episode of the Bainology Podcast on our Thursday Thought, we're going to talk about what great teams have in common. Another way to look at it is what type of leadership needs to be in place and what type of culture needs to be in place that all great teams have in common. And there's really two subsets here. One is the leadership positions that are in place. And the second one is, what is the culture within that leadership? You know, what do the followers really believe? And we're going to talk about those here today. And maybe it'll be a golden nugget for you as you kind of see what type of team you're part of. And what type of team would you like to build? And what does it take to really make that team execute the way it needs to? The first thing I want to talk about is a subset of three of the leadership positions that need to be in place. What are the traits that are really needed there for leadership? One of them, I believe, there needs to be great experience within the field that the leader is actually leading. Not just a little bit of experience, but some quality grassroots level experience. Have they been in a position to lead that before? Or have they been part of a team that's had great success at that level that you're wanting to be at? And another small part of that, does their education that they have supplement what needs to take place to move forward? And sometimes education is related about book knowledge and academia, but sometimes that education about the network that you're able to build as you involve in academia and other types of research that take place. The second thing related to leadership position experience is they have to be able to build a unified staff that thinks as one, that can work together, has the same mindset. The mindset's very important with the followers, but it's more important with the team. I can relate to you a coaching position I had at one time. The success wasn't just falling into place, but I knew we were doing all the things that needed to be done to be successful because I had been part of teams that had done that previously at two other positions, two other institutions. And I went and confided in a well-known coach to seek his advice. I said, we are doing everything right. Like, the players are working hard. We've got a great offseason going on. We got some very talented people, but we can't just get over the hump. We're not awful, but we're not anywhere close to how great we can be. What do you really think might be an issue in that? And the first thing that this mentor said to me, which almost fell out of my chair, he said, what is the mindset of your staff? Do they think like you? Can they anticipate the way you think? And it hit me like a board upside the head. We were nowhere close on our staff of thinking the same. So many different backgrounds, so many different mindsets that it was not a very unified staff at all. And there was really nothing I could do about it to fix that. So it's important that you bring in the right people that are part of your staff and part of the mindset that will work under your leadership. And it's important for you to adapt if you're not leading to be part of the mindset that's going forward. So I think that's very important. And the third thing is the mindset of the leaders and of the staff. They, as I mentioned earlier, they need that grassroots experience that they can pull out and make adjustments as they know from experience, not by Googling the subject, not by hiring people that can come in and be consultants, but can relate experiences to things that need to be addressed. So I think that's very important, is to have the right experience, have the right unified staff, and have the resources you can pull from that are quality resources, not Googling and not consultants. The second part of the equation I think that's very important that all great teams have is the culture of the team that's put together. And there's three components I think that all kind of blend together. One is the mindset and the attitude that is within the culture. You know, an attitude is everything. A winning attitude is so positive. A winning attitude is so supportive of each other. A winning attitude is responsive to the needs. The winning teams just have a collective spirit, a collective chemistry. You can feel it. You can smell it. You can taste it when you're part of that, when that attitude there. And the mindset there is part of it that kind of creates that attitude. You know, teams commit to this mindset and they work together. Often it doesn't happen fast, but you got to realize that it's a step-by-step process. I've told teams before, I said, if your coach sees that dark gray shirt and he tells you it's blue, you've got to find some blue in a dark gray. It's your responsibility as a leader to find that. You say, coach, that's the darkest blue I've ever seen. It almost looks gray, but I can see the blue in it. And that's the mindset that you've got to have to win. You've got to rally around your leader when you get that quality leader in there. The second thing is accountability. Teams have to have accountability. Accountability is really everybody holding one another accountable. You know, if a player stumbles with his teammates, you've got to hold him accountable. If he stumbles with his attitude, you got to hold him accountable. If he's late, you got to call him out. If his work ethic's not there, you've got to make sure that he get it there. If the team play is not what it needs to be, he needs to be or she needs to be let known that the accountability is there. Hopefully, they'll hold themselves accountable and they'll fix it. That's a process you have to teach also, is self-accountability. But we always don't do that. But where we can pull together as a team and leadership is holding others accountable. And the third thing I'd like to share with you is, when all these other things are in place, the right mindset, the right coaching staff, the right head coach, and the right accountability, there has to be execution to make it work. You've got to follow through and execute the game plan. And that comes from the practicing of fundamentals, the education it needs. And I'm not just talking about sports here. I'm talking about any type of leadership team. There has to be execution of the game plan. And there's so many factors that go into that, but it has to be executed. If you do everything else right and you fail to execute, that will cause teams to fall apart. So it's kind of the icing on the cake, I would guess you would say, as far as pulling the teams together. You can do everything right, but at the end of the day, you've got to be able to execute. I know one time when I was coaching a football team, it was last play of the game. It was fourth down in inches. And momentum was not on our side. We had three timeouts left with 4 minutes or four seconds to go in the game. We used all three of our timeouts to make sure our guys were rested. We went over the play again. We went over the play again, what they were likely to run. We told them exactly what to do. And I told them on the third timeout, I said, guys, you've done everything humanly possible to create a play here. We're one play away. We're 4 inches away. Execute what we have taught you to do. They're going to run this play because we had seen that on film. Sure enough, they ran the play. Our guys hit them in the backfield, made a tackle, and we won. And the coach said to the opposing team afterwards, he said, I've never seen a team celebrate a win like that. It's like you won the Super Bowl. I said, we have lost so many of those close games like that. They finally bought into what we were trying to do and say as a culture to make it successful. So if you'll go back and find a golden nugget or two in these six examples I gave, I think it'll help your leadership team. I think it will help you be a good leader, or even if you're in the mode to be a follower in a position, There's some great golden nuggets in there, I think, that will benefit you as you enhance your career. Thank you for joining us and sharing your valuable time. We hope that we were able to provide you with at least one golden nugget takeaway to help enhance your leadership foundation. If I can be of any assistance to you or my team to help you or your organization, please visit us at leadershiplogisticsllc.com. We would be honored to have the opportunity to assist you in building and reflecting a strong brand. An investment in your brand is an investment for your success. Excellence is a choice, a mindset, executed every day with a plan and with a purpose. There are no off days in building your brand. Thus, every day is game day.